Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a due diligence report for a lease agreement with Starbucks Corporation at Red Arrow Park. On January 30th, the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit considered this item and took no action. And this item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Please. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisors, I'm Daniel Lorla with the Office of Performance Strategy and Budget. Before you is a due diligence report for an amendment to a lease with Starbucks at Red Arrow Park. There's a few items I'd like to bring to your attention in the report. The first is that the annual rent that the county would receive is actually going down in this amendment. That's because Starbucks has agreed to provide $100,000 of capital improvements to the site. We would be receiving approximately $45,000 less in revenue, and since their improvements are $100,000, we still look at this as a net benefit. Both in the fact that we get the money up front and that we will not be incurring debt service costs by bonding for such improvements. The due diligence ordinance requires the agency, which in this case is Parks, to identify several items. Starbucks refused to provide a couple of those items. One of them is the cash flow projections and debt management policies. Those were provided for the global Starbucks organization, but it was declined to provide that for the local Red Arrow facility. And also, they did not agree to a right to audit provision in the contract. That would be more important in a contract like the beer gardens, where we're receiving a percentage of sales, whereas in this one we're receiving a flat dollar amount per square foot.
Next one, isn't
it? Taking all that information into account, DOS recommends approval of the agreements, and I'd be happy to answer any questions, Mr. Chair.
DOS recommends approval despite the declination on the part of the lessee to provide information. That's information you cited?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I guess the question is, why is there a positive recommendation given the lack of information that you had required and was not provided?
Due to the past performance of the vendor at that site, we don't think there's any significant chance of a failure of the vendor at that location.
Questions by committee? Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if this is extended and if what is commonly known as the living wage ordinance is also passed in its current form. Do we know if one will affect the other?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I'm not aware of that. This due diligence was performed, I believe, before the living wage was, I know it was before it was passed. I'm not sure if it was before it was introduced or not, so that was not taken into account with this analysis.
One of the reasons I asked, Mr. Chairman, is because I would assume that part of the reasons that they won't agree to an audit for that store would be because of the nature of them being an international company and a very large company as well. But one of the components of the living wage ordinance is that businesses would have to submit to being audited at any time. So I was just curious about the relationship there. I have no further questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other questions by committee members? Do we have other entities that lease from us who have also resisted this audit clause?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure of that. I would defer to Ms. Carter in the Parks Department to give you an answer to that one.
Would you come forward? Ms. Carter?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. Could you please repeat the question?
Well, Mr. Loyal, I pointed out that the vendor in this case has refused the right to audit as part of their contractual agreement with the county. I'm wondering, are there other vendors who have taken the same position?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, in my year and a half with the Parks Department, there have not been. However, I consulted with Corporation Counsel, and they believe that it was acceptable in this case to have no right to audit provision.
Mr. Keegan, clarify this for us, would you?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. One of the things, as Dan stated, one of the reasons that we found it acceptable to accept their declining of the audit provision was we don't get paid on a percentage of revenues generated from them. We get paid on a fixed rate. Todd, we do have other agreements with other groups from years ago that don't have the audit provision in them. One of the things, you know, like I said, we use the audit provision to make sure that we're getting our cash flow statements, you know, their earned revenues, all that, so that we can do a calculation of what we should be getting for receipts from our partners.
Well, tell me this, what the question that Supervisor Alexander raised regarding subjecting the entire international corporate entity to an audit, is that true of this? Do we have the capacity to simply audit this small coffee stand without having to do it locally rather than transcend local boundaries and go to some major corporate entity? I mean, we must have some way of holding these people accountable for what they do.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we don't have a lot of authority to go in and to look at their books, given the agreement that we have, but they've been a great partner. They give us, you know, the utility reimbursements that are required by them. They give us they show the distribution of their costs that they're generating, and then they're reimbursing us. And like I said, they're always on time with their monthly rent payments, and they've been a great partner through the years. And we're looking forward to continuing doing business with them. So I think there's some more good things that we can do working together.
So despite these apparent deficits, you don't view them as major, and it's not just DAS, but your recommendation that we adopt this. Item number 10, the next
Mr.
item.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I do. I feel it's a good agreement. I think it's something, you know, that the Parks Department will capitalize on going forward, and that I feel comfortable with where we are with the language that's in it.
Supervisor Staskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have a problem with the audit. I mean, I don't think Starbucks is going to go out of business. But my question for any of you would be, I assume that the lease and the lease rental payment is supposed to have some correlation to the cash flow from this particular site. So without any cash flow information, how do we know that we're getting a fair amount on our rental agreement?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, there was a market study done by Starbucks and our economic development real estate people on square footage rates in downtown Milwaukee. There was also an audit done in 2006 by our audit department that showed market rate rentals and the significant upper that Starbucks was paying us, and we're above the market rental rate per square foot for retail in downtown Milwaukee in this agreement also.
Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was curious, you know, looking at this, the potential renewed releases that Starbucks could get. This, it could go out to the year 2033 if it's just automatically renewed. My question, Mr. Chairman, is obviously we're no longer handing out 100-year leases. At least I hope we're not. But is that a direction that we want to be proceeding in, to give these very long assurances of a continued presence of these private bodies in our parks, knowing they may be good partners and participants? I wonder, is this the direction the Parks Department plans to pursue for the foreseeable future?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if you take a look at the initial lease, Starbucks right now has the ability to execute out to 2023, and then we would negotiate. They came to us with the purpose of doing the $100,000 investment into our facility, which would improve the floors for, you know, our skate floors and different things like that, make upgrades to the restroom facilities, which the Parks Department will benefit long-term from. And then also, now we have a first agreement that will get us out to the same time frame, 2023, with mutually beneficial extensions on there for the next 10 years, 2 5-year extensions if we both agree. So at that point in time, we can renegotiate depending on market rates, use patterns, a lot of different things. And so we're pretty much at the same spot that we were. We're going to get the investment. We've got a great partner, and we look forward to figuring out how to even grow our uses at Red Arrow even more.
Right. And so then this $100,000, Mr. Chairman, that would offset some of the capital money that we'd need to put into the parks, this park specifically?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes. Of the $100,000, approximately 70% that Starbucks is going to invest in it, approximately 70% of it is beneficial to the Parks Department, and therefore we do avoid any capital bonding costs associated with us having to do that work.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Other questions by committee members? We'll move on to item number 10, the closely related item number 10, and read that into the record if we would.